Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to have with us from Heritage House Museum, Megan McElvena. Megan, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much, Bob. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
It's my pleasure. This is International Women's Day, and you folks have done something pretty special to mark the occasion, not just today, but it's an event that's taking place the entire month. Why don't you tell us what it is?
It is. So we're really excited to be featuring our Remarkable Women of Smiths Falls exhibit all throughout the town of Smiths Falls for the month of March, which is National Women's Month, to recognize 29 now, actually, remarkable women in our community who have done amazing things in town or wherever they've gone.
That's pretty ambitious. I guess the question would be, how do you whittle it down to 28?
It was tough. It was really tough. So how we set up the exhibit is last year we began working on it and we reached out to the community and asked them to nominate remarkable women in their lives or women who've affected them in a positive way, who they've noticed within the community that have been working hard to make positive change. And from there, we received those nominations and we compiled their stories and their history and into panels, which is really hard to do when you know they've done so many great things, and tried to represent them as best as we could in the exhibit.
Yeah, editing can be very difficult at times because you don't want to leave out some of the incredible accomplishments of these people. How did this come to be? Whose idea was it?
It came to be through our curator here, Lisa Purdenbell. So when Lisa was researching another exhibit, she was looking at the founding fathers of Smiths Falls and realized that though we have all of their history and notes and artifacts from them, a lot of the women in their lives, their wives, sisters, mothers, whomever, were not included. Their histories were not recorded. So in order to be proactive and make sure that we do have that on record, Remarkable Women was born from that. And now we are telling those stories and sharing them with the community.
Now, once those panels were complete, it was first displayed at the museum. Was that last summer?
Yes, it was last June.
Okay, what kind of response did you get at that point?
It was incredibly positive. We were really happy to feature the women in the exhibit. We invited the women themselves, if they are still with us, their families, their nominators to the museum to see the exhibit first and foremost before we launched it to the community. And it was an incredibly positive experience. I was really thrilled to be able to be a part of that.
And these women who are featured, they're from every walk of life, aren't they?
They are. It's amazing. It's really, really amazing. One of the women included in the exhibit, Vivian Nelson, actually. So she was one of the first woman welder at Frost and Woods. She worked there in packing and shipping, and then she became a welder there. And she had a lengthy career there until the North plant closed in the 1950s. And like most women who worked in Frost and Woods, they worked in industry. And so she went on to another industry, and that was Bell Telephone. And she finished her career there as well.
Really interesting. Let's talk about a few of them now. I think that was a great introduction to them. I know one of them is Jackie Sandor.
Yes. Yeah. Jackie's wonderful too. It's incredible to really acknowledge what she has done for the community. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Of course, known for organ donation. She had that debilitating lung disease for so many years before getting that transplant and really fighting until the very end to promote organ donation, and certainly someone in modern days that we will remember. And her legacy will live on. There's no doubt about it. Who else are some of the ones that come to mind? Now, I know that's a very hard question for you because there's 28 in total. We've mentioned two of them, and I wish we could go over the other 26, but I guess people will just have to go out and see the panels for themselves. But
definitely.
But maybe just give us a couple more highlights if you could.
So a few more highlights would be Elva Corliss, who made an incredible lasting impact on Smiths Falls. She was one of the founding members of the Rideau Environmental Action League in 1989, which is a nonprofit environmental group, and still lives on today. Her contribution was abundant and fantastic to the community. Patricia McGuire, who is a great example of someone who may not have come from Smiths Falls, but moved here later on in life, who did amazing things wherever she went. So in the Second World War, prior to that, she was a journalist, and she continued her career in the Second World War as part of the Canadian Women's Army Corps. She was a lieutenant and then promoted to a captain, and her job while there was to be a liaison between the Army Corps and the British, as well as to bring news back home as to what was happening, which is incredibly important. And so when she came back home after the war, she ended up being a member of the University Women's Club here in Smiths Falls. So she did incredibly important work while she was overseas, and then continued to do incredibly important work for the town. It just off the top of my head, another woman who is incredibly important from a completely different walk of life, which we tried to highlight as many walks of life as we could in this exhibit, would be Sandra Kerr. And she is an incredibly kind woman in the community who has worked through customer service and worked really hard to build relationships between community members, newcomers. She's welcomed so many people to the community. Sometimes they're the first face she sees when they go into a store. And is just an overall a really wonderful person and a really great ambassador of Smiths Falls. We have so many of them in this exhibit. It's incredible.
It is absolutely incredible. And, you know, just standing in front of one of these panels and starting to read, I mean, it can be, I'm sure it would be very inspirational.
Yeah, it definitely is. It was one of those moments when I started reading through the nominations and reading through the panels myself and looking at their stories and their history and everything they've done. It's a wow moment for sure.
I think I know the answer to this, but why is it important that we share these stories and remember these women?
It's incredibly important to share these stories and remember these women because they're a part of our community and a part of the histories that our community holds. We're a cultural museum and we share the cultural history of Smiths Falls. And we're very fortunate to have a lot of our history documented. We're very fortunate to have a lot of the history of the important men in our community documented, but not so much of the women. And we're hoping to continue, that is changing. We're hoping to continue changing that and making sure that their contributions are documented as well.
I have to tell you, I think that this is just such an incredible idea because young women and girls are inspired by other women that they see in the media, often from other places, even around the world. For them to have the opportunity to walk through, and we'll tell people in just a moment some of the locations where you can see these, but to walk through and realize that this was a woman in her own community who made a difference and who was a pillar of the community, that type of inspiration for the younger generation, to me, is just incredible. So congratulations.
Thank you. And it's inspiring to me too. And it's incredible to see. I know we're very fortunate, especially with the museum. We have some of the women who were founding members of the museum, Joan Hogan and Joyce Brennan, included in the exhibit as well. And it's inspiring to see the work they've done quite literally around me every day. and then Lynn Villeneuve, who is the first curator of the museum too. It's incredibly humbling and just awe-struck to what they did in their lives. And we hope that other women in the community, no matter the age, are able to see that and appreciate it and be inspired by them as well.
Indeed. Well, listen, let's tell people a few of the places where they can go and see these exhibits, these panels. Originally, it was in the museum, but I think this is a wonderful idea. You've spread it across the town, and a lot of these places where they are town originals as well. So I think that that's really, really cool. Meaning, you know, it's their businesses. You're not putting them into big national businesses. You are encouraging shop local as where you've put these as well.
Definitely. So that was a goal when we started to get into the traveling exhibit, was to put them in local places that people go every day. I know I was talking to Amy at Say Too, and she has so many customers every day that come in to the cafe And so that was an obvious choice for one of the places we wanted to highlight. We worked with the Downtown Business Association of Smiths Falls to do that, as well as Samir Group. So we have lots of businesses, say two, as I mentioned, Blue Door Spa, Yarns Aplenty on Russell Street. We've got the Craft Witch. We have Beautiful Full Figure Boutique, also on Russell Street on the other side. The whole downtown business area is filled with remarkable women, all the way out to Settlers Ridge.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this isn't a project that is complete. You are offering and asking for people to submit new nominations.
Definitely. This project's never going to be complete. And we're really excited to continue it. So we know that we are fortunate to have the start of the Remarkable Women exhibit. And we're hoping to gather and hear more of the history and stories of all these women in town. We know there's more. So if anyone is interested in nominating, the criteria for the exhibit is to be a woman from Smiths Falls, who's moved to Smiths Falls or has gone elsewhere from Smiths Falls, who's made a positive contribution to the community that they're in. And to do that, they can contact us at the museum to receive a nomination form, either by telephone, our number is 613-283-6311, or you can email me personally.
So if people would like to get more information about this Remarkable Women of Smiths Falls exhibit, how do they go about doing that specifically?
You can contact us at the museum too. We're happy to always provide more information. Again, our by telephone would be best, or you can email the Heritage House Museum as well.
Excellent. Well, Megan, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Really appreciate it. It's a wonderful project, and I look forward to see how it develops over the next few years too.
Thank you so much, Bob. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me as well. And I can't wait to see what comes in the future.
Yeah, us too. That's for sure. Our guest today on In Focus, Megan McElvena from the Heritage House Museum. We have been talking about the wonderful, incredible, Remarkable Women of Smiths Falls exhibit that is now in place at locations across the town and will grow over the next few years. But what a great way to mark International Women's Day. And this exhibit will be up for the entire month. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.